Hello and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson and I'm here at the International Sugar Beet Institute. Joining me now is Ross Johnson with Agassiz Sales. And first of all, how are you? How's the show treating you?
Well, so far so good. I mean, there's been quite a few people coming by, so just waiting for more to show up.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about this self-propelled sugar beet lifter. This does it all in one, and you guys have them through Agassiz Sales.
Correct. Yep, we've had them now since 2015. This one in front of us here is a 15 model, and starts in the front, takes the tops off, and then it lifts them, and it's got a 32-ton cart all in one. So it's kind of three operations all in one, one operator, one engine. Nice, slick way to harvest beets.
Wow. So have you ever gotten this thing stuck, or is it hard to get them stuck? And if you do, how do you get them out?
It is very hard to get them stuck, but I have managed to do it myself. I fell into a really big rut. But no, we just hooked onto a tractor, pulled it back, and well, first we emptied the tank, and then we got it pulled out, no problem. So I will silence my phone, sorry. But it not too bad, but they are hard to get stuck.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it's almost impossible. But you look at those tires, they're taller than me for sure.
Well, yeah, and taller than me, but that doesn't take a whole lot. There's six wheels on it. They're all about the size of Terrigator tires, and it's a lot of flotation. But the thing weighs about 150,000 pounds when it's fully loaded, so it does need that flotation.
Does this help reduce the number of men needed out in the field, or how does that all work?
Absolutely, yeah, because you're basically taking one person doing three people's job. Typically, you had a topper operator, and then you had a lifter operator and maybe a cart operator. Well, some guys still might run a cart, so I'm going to say 2.5 people. Now one person's doing it, and it's all right in front of you. You're not cranking your neck around. There's no more chiropractors after beet harvest. It's right in front of you. Once you learn the machine, it is very easy to operate. After a 12-hour shift, you're still able to go for another 4, 5, 6 hours. And so that's one thing a lot of people have commented on is it's a lot more relaxed. You don't feel quite the pressure and body strain.
What if something happens, it breaks down, it breaks the whole thing down? Do you have service for all that?
We've got about 6 guys in the shop at any given time. We are 24 hours a day, service trucks. I mean, when it's harvest time, you got to be there, whether it's 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. If it's a catastrophic breakdown, we always have one on hand, so we can either take parts off it if we don't happen to have the part, or we bring the whole machine out. That hasn't happened yet where we've had to take a machine out, but we have to have it, and that's been our philosophy, and we're going to keep to that. Maybe the more we sell, we might end up having 2 of them, but that's also nice because we can take them out and do demonstrations. So we're doing a lot of demos. We tried to do last fall, but it got so wet, people just wanted to get their beets done, didn't have time for us. I understand that. But that's also where I'm saying we have the extra one. It's nice to do demos with those, and then we can discount them. Like this 2015 now has got a severe discount to it, huge discount, because we want to sell it now and then have a new model as our backup and demo model. So kind of always rotating them in and out.
Again, that's Russ Johnson with Agassiz Sales. Stick around. There is much more Inside Agriculture straight ahead. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. This is Ag Central.